Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go! Let's go!
Let me introduce the show, and it looks like Ural was not added to the conversation.
Yes, apparently. He was. He's there. He better be.
He's not
gonna
there.
He's going to get cut. There. Did I not just tell him?
You did, but he ain't listening. All right, y'all. It's y'all. It's June 11th, 2013. It is Tuesday, but guess what? We're not having our normal Pix and East show. We're doing something a little different in honor of E3, which I'm so pissed off that I had to miss because of work. I mean, how lame is that, for real?
Well, only one of them was good anyway, so it's all right.
Well, it doesn't matter. I wanted to see the bad ones anyway so I could have something to talk about. Now I have nothing to talk about.
I gave you updates, so you know stuff you wanted about. There's Ural finally showing up all late and stuff. It's not Ural.
Oh, my God, Ural.
Ural.
Oh, my God, Ural.
We can hear you typing like you're slamming the keyboard. What the hell are you doing?
I don't think he can hear us.
I don't think he can. He just clack. Anyway. All right. I'm Snow White. Gotcha. You're all.
Hello?
We can hear you.
Why are you typing so angry?
He says he can't hear us. you need to call in, dude.
We can hear you. I have to put it in Skype. We can hear you typing angry.
Back away from the angry porn, man. Away from the angry porn.
Anyway, all right. I'm Snow White. I already said that.
We're the seven dwarfs. Oh, he is not pleased. I'm hearing the angry sighs.
I'm hearing it, too. I'm hearing the clacking of the keyboard. Stop. Oh, my God. That's funny.
Oh, my God.
What is he doing?
I don't know, but he got to go out of this conversation. He got to go.
You
want
to boot him? Okay. Thank you. Anyway, all right, the one giggling, that would be my boss lady, Corey/GamingAtrix.
Yay!
Woo!
Yay!
Yay!
If you like it, shouldn't have put DRM on it. Okay.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
We also have Ginger Rocks, who's our redheaded stepchild. Hello.
Hello,
ladies and gentlemen.
We can hear you typing angry. You were pissed off at something.
Yeah, because I couldn't know. Like, I was, like, you said you could hear me, but I couldn't hear you at all. And I was like, what's going on? I don't know. My computer's been on the flips today.
I blame you three. No, I blame too much Go Porn. Right? I do, too. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's
I don't do Go Porn. I only do midgets.
Midgets are awesome.
All right, that man over there, the angry one, that one right there, that's your all. Just so you know. And for those of you who are wondering, may have just been tuning in, first of all, where the fuck are you? Second of all, I just want to say, welcome to the show. This is about E3, and I have one word or one statement for you, ladies and gentlemen, that will sum up the entirety of E3. Sony is pwning you bitches.
Oh.
Rude.
I'm done.
Oh my God, they
okay, you know, listen, you know, considering how E3 went today, you know, yeah, Sony, you know, Sony is like kicking like ridiculous ass right now, but like Microsoft Line with Forza and Rise were like around the corner and back.
Yeah, that's what I anticipated. Those two were going to pull some people over. Did you get to look at Rise at all?
I didn't get to look at Rise, but I did play Forza, and here's the ticker. I played Killer Instinct against Jeff Gershman.
Oh,
explain
to the people who don't know who Jeff is, who he is, and why they're elevating until those in this.
Hello, you hear me? Oh, yeah, he is.
Can anybody hear me?
Okay, I got you. Jeff Gershman is pretty much, you know, the godfather of video game journalism, pretty much.
Did you beat him?
Yeah, dude's like crazy. Cool dude, cool guy. He whipped my ass, though. Hello?
I'm tweeting that out. Jeff G beats you're all like he stole something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I will say, surprisingly, the longest line at Sony's booth was actually Beyond Two Souls for PlayStation 3.
Well, of course, that was actually.
That was actually the longest. It was pretty much the longest line for Sony's booth, but Nat had a nice long line also. I would say it's the second longest.
Now, what's going on at Nintendo?
I played a minute, didn't play too much because I kind of left, but I did play Mario Kart 8. That was amazing. It actually is honestly the best looking Wii U game.
You know what's funny about that is everybody gripes about that they don't like the Mario Kart and kitty game, but that's always the first one everybody goes for. That's why they
that was actually the longest wait.
You want to know why everybody gripes and then goes for it? Because it is a kitty game, which means it's fun.
And the thing about this one is that it actually borrows a lot, ironically, it actually borrows a little bit from F-Zero because there's kind of like this weird verticalness to it because the carts actually turn into hovercraft and now like races actually happen like upside down.
That's what I'm talking about. Right.
Yeah, it's like, and it actually transforms. So like when you're going up a wall, like you see the wheels actually fold horizontally, and then they turn into like hover. Yeah, it turns like hover, like hovercraft.
That's actually pretty cool.
But the game got me, and I know Corey's gonna hate this. Bayonetta 2 is pretty much the hardcore gamer. Yeah, it's amazing.
Wait. What was that again?
Bayonetta.
Still naked.
Like,
so, you're not a fan? Not a fan?
Bayonetta
2 may be, you know, for right now, for Wii owners who want that really hardcore kind of action experience, that Japanese hardcore action experience, that's pretty much the best they're going to fucking, you know, they're pretty much going to get. And honestly, it takes the ridiculousness of Bayonetta 1 and just like, and take, if it's at 11, now it's at 100. The demo starts off, you see her face in slow motion, and as it pans out, she's flipping over this like humongously giant sword on top of, like, an aircraft, like a military aircraft. And it goes from you fighting on a military aircraft to being on top of a train where the train track is, like, getting demolished, and then it ends up on the side of a building where you're fighting, like, this dragon that is pretty much the same size as the building. And it is ridiculous. And it is, like, completely 100% ridiculous. And it is awesome. And it's, like, pretty much a it's, like, personally challenging and everything. It's just awesome. I also got to play Sonic Lost World. I did that for my little nephew. Sonic Lost World actually may be, quality-wise, the best Sonic game since Sonic Adventure.
I was never a Sonic fan, so I cannot get down with you there.
Yeah, I wasn't either. Yeah. I can't understand the purpose behind it.
To understand Sonic, you know, you have to understand the history of Sega and... Yeah,
well, I understand the history of Sega, but you know how most games have a sort of a backstory that kind of explains the craziness that's going on. Like, we know Mario's a plumber, so that explains the pipes. And, you know, we even go further with the allegory and say the coins, you know, is the coin that the plumbers make when they do the pipe thing. But I cannot put rings together with a hedgehog. I don't get
it. Yeah, there's just no connection, and it's just...
The thing about Sonic is that, you know, for its time, you know, Mario was extremely slow. You know, it was kind of slow.
Oh, yeah,
I get
you. It was the Twitch game of its time, maybe.
Twitch platformer.
Yeah, I guess I can see that.
I also got some time with the PlayStation 3. I mean, PlayStation 4.
I saw you posted up the controller. So how was it? Was it sexy?
Okay, the game I actually played.
I'm sorry, but
the first game that I got a crack at was this game called Blackgate.
Why can't it be white?
Okay, all right. I don't know. It's free to play.
That explains it. It's free to play.
It's free to play. It was pretty cool. It's pretty interesting. Let's see.
Did you get a chance to look at Watch Dogs at all? Because you know that's what I'm going to ask.
Well, the thing was, I was in the South Hall, and Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs went on the other side. Ubisoft was not with the big boys this year, so yeah.
Well, they were. Sony had a Watch Dog booth, but it was like in this room. The line for that was long. I did wait in line. They had Killzone. They had a demo that you actually didn't play. They put like 20 people at a time in a room and they played a mission from it.
Oh, they did it old school like NCSoft used to do.
They actually put you in a room and you just watch the video. Now, the thing about Killzone is that, like, who really cares about Killzone? You know, Killzone is kind of like it just looks blah. It looks good, but blah.
That's not what I thought you were gonna say when you told me you did Killzone.
You knew I was gonna say that.
I didn't think you were. I thought you were going to say, it's so awesome. I love it.
No, I mean, the thing about Killzone is kind of like, you know, when the original Killzone was always set to be, the game I played was called Blacklight Retribution.
I've heard about it. Mm-hmm.
But the thing about Killzone is that, you know, when Killzone was announced for the PlayStation 2, everybody called it, you know, Sony's Halo Killer. Even Sony called it their Halo Killer. It was kind of like when it came out, it was like, okay, whatever. Now you have Killzone 2 for PlayStation 3, where they had, and we all know what happened with that during E3, some time ago. we all know how that exactly. Okay, so you have that, and then they put out a sequel, and nobody cares about it. And it's kind of like, because Killzone, it's awful.
Wasn't that THQ? Wasn't that a THQ one originally?
No, that was funny. That's Gorilla
okay.
Games when before.
I couldn't remember. I know there was a bunch of them together all at the same time that Crash and Burn and THQ with was one of them at the same time. I think something happened with Killzone, and then there was a what the hell is the name of that game where you have the guy has the one crazy animal claw and then he's human or something, or maybe being human. I can't remember. There's a bunch of them. They were just like, ew, what are y'all doing? Are y'all all getting together and shooting up before y'all make these? What? Ew.
Yeah, Terrorbomb just comes off as people were impressed by it, but the thing is, I try my hardest to always try to understand why people like a certain thing that I don't like, mm-hmm. so that maybe I can have a better appreciation for it.
Exactly. That's a good gamer.
And with Killzone, I just don't see it. And obviously nobody really cared. Like, thing is that I think Sony has been trying so hard to push Killzone as their premier first-person shooter against Halo, that it just looks foolish.
Well, they don't have to do that anymore because now that they have Bungie.
Exactly, yeah.
They don't have to do a damn thing.
That's your main bitch.
Yes, right. There he goes again.
You know, y'all gonna have me watching a Mac tonight on Netflix.
You remember, you all said that last night, that's what Sony said to Microsoft, I got your main bitch.
Yeah.
When I got Bundy, I got your main bitch.
That was hot.
Okay, now here's I don't know what the sentiment is going around at E3, if or how everybody's actually reacting. I know the lines are long, but the new memes that are popping up. Somebody actually went on Wikipedia today and changed the meaning of burn center, or not changed the whole meaning, but they added something. And it says, Sony Entertainment acted as the burn center for Microsoft employees following E3 2013.
Uh-huh. And here's something I also want to mention.
I'm not making this up.
Here's one thing I also want to mention about the Xbox One. I actually have a new respect for the Xbox One and what Microsoft is actually trying to do. Now,
how so?
It's actually kind of like, it feels like it's the other way around. Kind of like the Xbox One feels really expensive.
It is really expensive.
It feels like it's kind of like comparing Fendi to Michael Kors. Yeah, see, you like that analogy, don't you? Don't y'all?
Michael Kors? Nah, he not our type. But go ahead.
But you know what I mean, though, right? It's like Louis Vuitton to Michael Kors. It's like,
what you're talking about, dude.
Okay. Most people wear Michael Kors, but everybody can't
understand.
Afford...
You don't understand. You have never... Just move on. Move on. It's good.
But you know what I mean, though. I'm just saying. But a lot of people wear Michael Kors. It's at JCPenney's and Macy's. But, you know, you can't get Louis Vuitton everywhere. And it's highly expensive. But the quality is there. And that's the thing that I see with especially in the launch titles compared to PS3, Microsoft's launch titles seem extremely polished on the E3-4 more so than what I saw on the PS3. Yeah. Like Forza is great, but on PS4, Drive Club is really cool. In fact, Drive Club is actually Sony. From what I played, Drive Club is Sony's answer to Microsoft's Project Gotham.
See, let me interrupt you. Using your same clothing analogy, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Since you're using clothing analogies, yes, you may like Michael Kors and you like Louis Vuitton, but there's a nice Michael Kors outlet, and I can go to Ross and buy Michael Kors, but you can't get Louis Vuitton at Ross. So as the woman who is looking for a bargain and to still have my designer stuff, I'm going to go to Ross. So I'm going to still stay over here on this PlayStation 5.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You're totally right. That's what I'm saying.
And,
like,
here's the thing. We kept saying this last night. I'm going to keep saying this over and over. It is not their titles. It is not anything. It's not even the price. My issue is my privacy. I don't care what you do. I may not be doing anything in my house. I don't care. I mean, I'll be doing anything in my house.
No,
but
see,
whatever
right now,
it is I'm doing is my fucking business.
I'm missing pants, So
yeah,
I would not be playing games knowing that.
Yeah, I don't want my privacy, and I don't like this always on, not because I fear I may not have internet, and I may not, because hurricanes are coming. They're all sitting out in the Gulf. My problem is I'm also standing up, as we all said last night, we all of us here, I don't know about you, Yerol, do you have military in your family, military people? I do. Yeah, well,
my dad, my mom and dad, but, you know.
Well, I do. Then think about them if you were a little kid and they were overseas. Maybe it's the only way they have to interact with you is via Xbox and an internet connection. You're here in America, they're out fighting, and this is the only time, maybe 2 hours every Sunday, you get to get on the Xbox and play with your kid. You chose Xbox because of the it does have the community aspect. PlayStation didn't have that. They look like they're going to be there by the time it launches. So that's where my issues with them are, privacy and that other thing.
That, I mean, I agree with everything you're saying, but when it comes to the military stuff, you know Microsoft is, like, that's a given. They're going to make special provisions. But can they have, like, Microsoft?
No, they were not. There were people out there having to ask for donated games, for donated consoles.
Yeah.
I thought they had people that donate consoles and stuff.
Well, not to Microsoft. Gamers Forgiving, did you manage to run across Zach Wilde
before
you were there?
Operation something.
Yeah,
that's not through Microsoft, and that's like through somebody else, though.
Exactly, probably the main, him and the one charity that Ginger's mentioned, they merged together. As a matter of fact, at the PAX that I went to, that was the Xbox that they were giving away that was shaped like a, what's the big van that they drive, you guys? Why can't I think of the name of it? The big truck that everybody wants to have. They cost like $50,000. The military has them, and they have the street.
A Humvee?
Hummer, yeah.
Hummer?
They had an Xbox that they had specially modded to look like a Hummer, and they were giving it away, and they were going to give a matching one, I think, to soldiers. And remember, I kept joking I was going to steal it? So they do things like that. But Microsoft doesn't give this to them. They have to actually go out and find people to donate the time. And I think Microsoft, over the years, they did exactly what EA did. They built their company off the backs of the gamer, and then they left us alone. They're like, fuck y'all. Thanks for the cake.
Honestly, you know, you want to talk about EA. EA's E3 showing is actually incredibly strong on the whole.
It was good. I'm not even going to front.
I'm like,
why you were there?
The thing is, I was only in Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo's booth. I didn't even go to the other side of the hall where the third-party ones were.
You got to make it to the other side and in the back and give them
That's
people
tomorrow. Some love. We got tomorrow.
Don't disappoint us. Do not disappoint us. Okay? Don't be slacking. Don't be slacking. As you know, you are carrying the honor of Gamer Girls Radio to
E3. You know what? We should have sent a pregnancy belly. We should have sent you with a pregnancy belly. And when everybody asked you what was in it, you should have said, I'm carrying Gamer Girls Radio in my belly.
Yes.
You would have been viral just right there.
And you know what? Ironically, considering that I'm in L.A., that probably would have worked, especially if all the live stuff.
I'm
pre-op mode. I'm in pre-op.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I'm pre-op. That would have worked. If in L.A., that would have worked. It wouldn't have worked anywhere else but L.A., and maybe Texas.
They would have clubbed you to death, so, you know. Kill him, he's pregnant, kill him. He's got a baby in his stomach, kill him. It's a womb man, kill him. All right.
But yeah, like, honestly, you know, you're completely right about it, but as far as their titles, though, between the two, like, Microsoft, like I said, the quality is actually really strong compared to something like Knack. Like, I was looking at Knack, and Knack had some, like, serious frame rate issues, and it actually crashed once.
I'm trying to remember. Which one was Knack?
Knack is, like, that's like their kind of kitty kind of title. It's like the little robot.
You're all, they're coming for you. Run!
They always coming for him this time of the night. They always coming to get him.
Poor y'all.
No, I told y'all live in downtown LA. This is just a gig.
I know.
But yeah, you know, like Forza, like I said, Forza is a stronger launch title than Drive Club. you know, it just is.
See, I don't think either one of them strong. You just like those games. I need some burnout. I'm going to keep saying I need to.
Honestly, I think the closest thing that's maybe close to burnout is probably. But you know what, though? Honestly, you know how I mentioned that Drive Club may be kind of like Sony's answer to Project Gotham? It actually kind of feels a lot more like Ridge Racer, though.
Oh, God. You reach right back to Ridge Racer?
Yeah, it actually feels like Ridge Racer is still going on. It's actually kind of like their new Ridge Racer. I think that's what they're going for. But the cool thing, the cool thing about Driver Club is that it does really feel really like kind of like a team race, more so than any other title that's kind of tried it. It actually feels like a team racing. I thought that was pretty cool. But just Forza was not only – like, Forza was freaking gorgeous. And it actually – the physics were compared to, like, the car. Like, the cars actually feel real without that kind of nuance that Gran Turismo has.
I can't do them racing games, too. Right. Now, let me ask you let me go back to Rise for a second. You didn't get to play that one at all. Did you get to watch anybody play Rise?
Yeah, I did watch it. And the thing about Rise is that it really does look like a Roman. It kind of looks like a mix of, like, 300 with Call of Duty with God of War.
I was not impressed with the videos that we were shown during the E3 conference.
Well, I wanted to see if they did it, like, was it a Kinect thing? Are you actually up swinging your arms or anything like that with it?
No, that's completely played with it. It plays like God of War, actually. It plays like God of War.
They were like, oh, it has some
like,
capability.
But it's kind of like God of War mixed, like I said, it's God of War mixed. It's kind of like, actually, God of War mixed with Dynasty Warriors, mixed with Call of Duty.
What?
Yeah.
That is a
Yeah, because the
combination.
Battles are actually epic, and you have a team that you can actually direct and control and kind of say, go over here, go over here. So it actually really feels unique in that it feels like kind
of
like a military
shooter. It's Call of Duty set in the Roman era.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. I mean, but, you know, it controls like God of War.
See, I thought they said it was going to have Kinect capabilities. I'm thinking, and that's what they showed us at E3 last year. You're going to be up swinging your arms and you get to, you know, hit.
You're right. I think what happened was, I think, honestly, that they mixed that decision because I think they're really I think right now Microsoft, you know, Xbox kind of has been mixing that kind of killer, like, melee kind of action game. Microsoft is going after, they're going after God of War.
They need to stop going after God of War and stop trying to go after Nintendo and stop trying to go after this person and create, because that's what they used to be good at. They used to be the leader.
Yeah.
You can't be a leader and follow
after.
Everybody else. You can't do that.
Yeah,
you can't be a leader and follow
everybody else. Yeah, because it's really visceral and it's really bloody. And from what it looks like the troll is great. And like I said, it looks like God of War. I'm like, it even has like a little quick time finishing moves almost. Yeah, it even has quick time finishing moves.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No more of that business. Well, we saw that a lot in the trailer, and I don't like that either. I don't want you telling me what button to press. Maybe I don't want to kill him with the sword. Maybe I want to step on his face.
Thank you. Why are you telling me how to play a game that I paid money to play? Back off,
yeah.
Man.
Push X.
There are some cool things I saw, like, because it's an actual battle, and it's not like one person that's fighting. It's actually a battle. So you actually have to direct people, you know, in your squad.
Simulator properties, and it sounds interesting, but you forget you're talking to the two simulator queens, so that's not a new thing to us where they tell you directly.
Well,
we always
Sims, it's more, I look at
well,
it
no,
more
that's
as like...
That's what happens in The Sims, is you tell people what to do. You go over there, you stand here, okay, now hit them.
Well, it's more, actually, I like it a lot more like Rainbow Six. Yeah, actually, it looks actually controls a little bit like Rainbow Six. It's just really
same,
limited
same
kind
concept.
Of...
You know, okay... You're telling me that it's unique that they have teams that you can tell, you know, different people in your team what to do. But honestly, I've played games that you're able to do that before.
Well, it's not unique in what it does. It's kind of just unique how it pulls ideas away from different things. I find that.
That's what I don't want them to do. That's what I'm still looking for, that game where it is actually unique. I have never seen this before. I don't know where the hell they got it from. It's just wow.
Yeah, because
okay.
It really does feel it's really more akin to like Dynasty Warriors with a little bit of like Ghost Recon kind of thing with God of War kind of.
Speaking of unique, did you get a look at Spark at all?
Yes, I did. Spark was really cool. Because I was just watching somebody play it, because I wasn't waiting in that line. Like I said, all the 360, all the Xbox One lines were, like, ridiculously long. And Spark was kind of, like third shortest. Like, the shortest line pretty much was for Forza. That's why I went to it first. Forza
and Tourist
had the shortest line.
You wouldn't wait in line for that
awesome? Spark was awesome. I'm trying to grab
Spark
a trailer.
Yeah, Spark looks cool. Oh, yeah, Spark looks cool because they actually had the controller set up in a smart glass. Kind of combo going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they actually had kind of like a combo going.
Now, to update Miss Snow, Spark is the one where I told you where they turn you loose and say, here, you can build a game. And it's like, remember SimCity?
Oh,
we do terraforming?
Yeah. I remember you telling me about that.
Remember SimCity? We can do the terraforming. All that's in there. You can change.
Girl, I love that shit.
Right?
Let me put a mountain there. Let me put a river there. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, and then figured out after you've done all that, then you can build the home base. Then you pick out your bad guys. I wanted them to do the squirrels. They had a squirrel as a bad guy.
Oh, my God.
Army
that's
of squirrels.
Cute. That's
and so
cute.
All of that, and then you can share it with people. So you could give it to me, and then I could play, and I could add my own spin on some of it, and then give it to Ginger. She can add some stuff to it. She can give it to you raw. He can add some stuff. I love this idea. I think this one, I want them to get away from Microsoft. That's what I want, them to get away from Microsoft. Please get away from Microsoft.
Run like the wind and never look back.
Run. Look, I finally found. No, actually, I found.
Run, Forrest, run.
And if you look around, if I'm looking around the web, they say this is the most interesting thing that people said they saw from the Microsoft press conference so far. Which is sad.
Yeah. But like I said, I think, the quality and the polish felt a lot better than Sony's, but if I say Sony wasn't flat, like Sony just did some this weird things. Like they didn't have a demo. Like I said, they didn't have a demo for Killzone when they've been pumping this. You know, like this is like this, you know, their premier first shooter, and they don't have a demo for it. You just put 20 people in the room and watch the same dude play. And then the dude died. Like, he kept dying. And my thing is, if you've been playing this game all day in front of groups of 20 people,
you played a game for hours and hours on end, and you're constantly trying not to die, trying to beat your own score, trying to impress. After a while, you just start dying because, I don't know, maybe it's like Darwin for gamers or something. But,
They will.
That's not uncommon for them to not have a demo, and it's not just they don't have a demo. Yeah. I'm gonna go so far as to say they probably don't have some of it finished. That's what happened when they put the other Superman game out. The one when it was Ralph, when Superman Returns came out, the EA would not let anybody play. They would not let me have the controller. I could stand there and watch. And then after I finally talked him into it, I said, hey, dude, nobody's looking. Let me see it. And I got onto it, and he's like, you can't go that way. Why can't I go that way? That part's not finished. I'm just going to go over there and look. No, we don't even want you to go look. If you do, I'm going to take the controller from you. I was like, okay. So they may not even have parts finished. So that's how they control. Same thing with Dragon Age 2. When we went in to look at that, they would not let us play. You couldn't go into certain areas. We had that same thing that they ended up releasing as a demo, just that same area. They would not let us take any pictures. I could do audio is all I could do. So that's what I did was audio. I couldn't do any video, no pictures. I could speak and record and share that. So, again, and then we knew they told us, you know, certain parts were not done and they didn't want us to see, or certain parts they weren't allowed to let us see. So that's not uncommon. They don't have a demo.
And you see how good Dragon Age 2 turned out. I actually like that game, honestly.
Yeah.
I like it. So Killzone might be all right. It might make it. Ooh, I talked to
someone. Killzone is going to come and go. Killzone is going to come and go just like the rest of them. Because there's just absolutely nothing that is interesting about Killzone.
Wow. That, you know what? I appreciate your candor, sir.
I got to agree with them. I don't want to agree with you. Wait a minute,
like, there's just nothing interesting.
Wait, honestly, we are. I was having an issue with fucking Firefox.
I wasn't looking. I gave you a video, and I said, I just got in the habit of giving Ginger videos, and I don't even know if we're twitching.
Right? We're twitching. Just me and Firefox are about to go head-to-head. Oh, yeah. I forgot to say, we're on Twitch, y'all.
A disappointment. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Let me do this real quick, because I always forget. It's like 10 minutes left in the show, but let me go ahead and do it anyway. We're on Twitch. If you don't know what Twitch is, it's Twitch. Wait, what the hell is the URL? I forget. It's, where is it? It's twitch.tv/GameMatrix_GGR.
Or you can actually find it.
Yes, or you can find it at GameMatrix.com. There's a link you can click on there. Yeah, I forgot to do this at the beginning of the show.
Right on the front page. You can watch us there.
You can watch the front page of GG of GameMatrix.com. That'll work, too. So, anyway, moving on. Yeah, I'm so professional.
There's not much difference in the size between the PS3 and the Xbox 360 controller. At least not that. I mean, it's a different layout.
Oh, I forgot. Okay.
The same size.
But did you see the new Xbox One controller?
That fucking thing's a monster.
Yeah. Okay, let's get on the controllers. Both of them are actually really good controllers for two different reasons. The PlayStation 4 controller is, the touchpad is actually really cool. As I knew it would be. Yeah, it actually clicks in. So it's actually a touchpad, and then it clicks in like a button. It's also, the game I'm playing, Retribution or whatever, while you're playing, it's a first-person shooter, it's whatever, but... if you do certain things, like if you swipe it, it kind of works like Apple's touchpad. So if you swipe up, you can do a taunt, or if you pull it in, pinch it, you can actually look at the score and then pinch it out to make the score disappear. So that it's got a little bit of extra
functionality. So hopefully we get a developer comes along and does something amazing with that. Hopefully.
Yeah. It's just it's not really in the way.
I actually was watching the trailer on Twitch, and it looks like what you said, he could touch the screen to make the land expand and, build shit. And it looks pretty awesome. The graphics look amazing. If that's actual gameplay, because I hate when they fucking do cutscenes.
Yeah, it's not really all that impressive. It's really not. It's not really all that impressive.
When they, this is the only game they actually had somebody come out and demo, actually, Spark. We didn't see them play anything else.
Yeah.
Nobody played it. Whereas Sony had everybody play all of their stuff. Everything that we saw on stage, somebody had a controller in the hand and they were doing. So I was, like we said last night, very appreciative of that. That's what I like to see. I want to see you do it.
Go
back to the controllers. Yeah. Go.
So, okay. So now that, the touchpad is cool. Now the Xbox One controller, I'm glad that Microsoft actually fixed the D-pad, because now the D-pad is actually really good for fighting games now, from what it looks like. Also, that the rumble in the Xbox One has a billion different motors in it, so. While I was playing Forza, the vibration actually shifted around the controller, and then it had different kind of vibrations depending on what kind of thing you did. So when you were pressing the trigger to brake, it actually felt like it does in the car in your hand how you brake. It's kind of like a skidding skid on your foot. It actually feels, it actually does that. Or, if you're turning and it's, and you're, and you can actually, it actually feels like when you're turning and you turn out at a high speed, it actually stimulates the feeling of losing your wheels, losing traction.
Okay, I might be impressed by that.
It actually feels like you're losing traction. It kind of fades in and out at this weird kind of feeling, and then it actually moves. How most controllers just vibrate, kind of have one kind of vibration mode.
Mm-hmm.
It actually, the vibration actually moves through the controller.
Okay, now how do you think this controller is going to be for us girls? Because usually they end up making it way too big for our little hands. We have to reach extra far, which makes us being camera people more amazing, in my opinion, because all of a sudden we have to.
I'd say that it's actually kind of it feels kind of smaller than the 360 controller. Just a little tad bit.
Okay, that's good. That works for us.
Also,
yeah,
because
well, the
Xbox
360 controller is fine for me. So if it's smaller, that works too.
Yeah, it's a little. It just feels less bloated. I guess I say that.
Mine is smaller because they gave me Microsoft gave me a smaller controller. They sent to
also,
me, but my other one was huge, ginormous, way too big.
The PlayStation 4 controller actually really works really good now with first-person shooters, finally.
Yeah, because it was kind of loosey-goosey. It's like you
it has that kind of Microsoft kind of tactile, kind of resistant feel.
You kind of push your controller and it would be like boom, and it just
you don't know how far you push.
Yeah, we've ended up adjusting all of our PS3 controllers so that.
That's common. Like, you know, you got to with PS3, especially with a first-person shooter, but now it kind of actually feels good.
Holy moly.
What you watching? What?
What is this game going on Twitch? It looks fucking awesome. Ooh, that beast is.
Oh, that's Ginger. Wait, Ginger, what is this?
That is Snow's game. I can't believe she doesn't know it.
Oh, that's Final Fantasy.
Oh, my God!
Oh,
no wonder. No. I flipped over for a minute. I was like, that looks just like one of the beasts in Final Fantasy. That's amazing. Oh, that sword looks like a Final Fantasy. And then you're like, it's Final Fantasy.
Killer. Oh, I didn't have to talk about Killer Instinct.
I want it. 4 minutes.
You know, Killer Instinct is kind of like, you know, that significant other that you had like 17 years ago that just goes away.
And then she just comes back.
She just comes back, and then she's only like a shadow of a former self. It's just like she's
I'm surprised to hear you say that.
And it's just like the same thing that you liked about him or her is gone, but she acts like she still has that thing that you still like about her. Like, dude, like, hey,
oh my god,
it's just
so pretty. I want it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Like, I want to like you, but I just, it's just better
I can't.
Stuff. No. Yeah, it's like, the thing is that, A, the thing where, I think the thing that has turned a lot of people off is that, A, Rare isn't developing Killer Instinct. It's actually Double Helix Games. And if you know the history, they did Silent Hill Homecoming, which is all right, but the rest of that shit is fucking garbage. Like, they fucked up Square's Front Mission series. Like, they're the people that fucked it up. And then they just done, like, a really grip of, like, crappy, like, you know, like, video game adaptations or film adaptations, whatever other way around. But it's just, like, thing about Killer Instinct now is that those who know the Killer Instinct series like I do know that the original Killer Instinct was used as the showcase to what the Nintendo 64 could do. That's why, at the time, it was one of the most prettiest 2D fighters out in arcades at that time. Now it's like Killer Instinct isn't really that good looking. The only thing that's pretty cool about it visually is the particle effects are actually really cool. They're like really extravagant. So like when Jago throws a fireball, it like decimates it to like a trillion pieces.
Yeah, but that ain't gonna save you. They think the gaming industry is having the same issue that the movie industry is having. Stop remaking shit and give us something new. Okay, that music here is means it's time for us to go.
Yes, yes it is.
I have an assignment for you though.
Uh oh. Go ahead.
You've got to go cover The Division. I want you to play it. Tell me how it is.
You got to do Watch Dogs.
Yeah, I'll be going there tomorrow.
All right.
Don't forget to call at 6 a.m. waiting.
If you don't do your homework, then I will have to spank you with a ruler. Okay?
Hey, look at the girl. He's like, yeah. Oh, no. Don't do that.
But tomorrow, I'll tell you about all of that. Because I did play a few other games. But we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yes, and that means I need to end the show. So, doing it quick. All right, tune in tomorrow to catch you with Ginger and Corey. We're also going to be doing E3 all week. Favorite song is 50 because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
Like a donkey with Parkinson's. Make like Michael J. Fox in the jaws. Playing with a net just gets better. That's a never guess. I'm knocking at the door. People hit the floor.
My bad, y'all. So, that was played in honor of Sony, who apparently is not going to back down and totally pwned you bitches. That's right. Peace out, y'all. Woo.